So here's the question that we're going to look at and think about this morning. It really bothers me when I see people who don't care for their elderly parents. Does the Bible say anything about that? Do grown children have obligations towards their parents? Now, that's a great question, and one that we probably don't think too much about. You know, in Sunday school, we learn that one of the Ten Commandments, the first with a promise, as it says in the New Testament, is that you should honor your mother and father. And yet, as we grow older, we don't hear a whole lot about that. Does the commandment to honor your mother and father still stand when you're all grown up and they're even older? What obligations do grown children have to their parents? Believe it or not, there is somewhere in the Bible that talks about this very thing, and that's in Paul's first letter to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 5. If you want to turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 5, you've got the major the epistles in the New Testament, and then the T's, the Thessalonians, and then Timothy's and Titus. So 1 Timothy 5, starting in verse 3. The flow of 1 Timothy 5 is a discussion about how the church should take care of people, their members who are widows. Paul says in verse 3, give proper recognition to those widows who are truly in need. First century Christians didn't have old age pensions. They didn't have social security. Many women had no income of their own. They were dependent upon a husband or a father. And when they were gone, then there was no one to care for them. And Paul tells us that if that's the case, if there are widows who have no one to care for them, then the church should do that. However, Paul says, verse 4 of Timothy 5, if a widow has children or grandchildren, these people should learn, first of all, to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. Do grown children have obligations to their parents? Absolutely. Right? Grown children and even grandchildren who can, Paul says, should care for and support their parents in old age. None of this, let mom and dad fend for themselves. The command to honor your father and mother stands even when you are all grown up. And it's interesting, Paul here gives us a couple of reasons why in verse 4. Why should grown children care for their parents? Well, first, it's a way that you live out your faith. Second, it's a way to repay your parents' kindness. And it's a way to live out your faith. It's a way to repay their kindness. Look again at verse 4. Paul says, if a widow has grandchildren or children, they should learn to put their religion they should learn to practice godliness, literally it says. They need to put it into practice by caring for their own, family. Eugene Peterson's Message translation puts it like this. If a widow has family members to take care of her, then let those family members learn that religion begins at your own doorstep. Right? Religion, faith, is not just saying that you love God and that you love people, but actually loving God and actually loving people. And you don't have to go far afield for that. It starts in your own family. Paul is saying here that when you are honoring your parents, you are actually living out your faith. You are applying the call to look not only to your own interests, but to the interests of others that Jesus puts before us when he shows us what servanthood is really like. When you then honor your parents in that way, living out your faith, serving them, you're not actually just honoring your parents, you're honoring God too, because Paul says at the end of that sentence, right? If a widow has children, they should put their faith into practice by caring for their own family, for this is pleasing to God. So when you honor your parents by offering your support, you are also honoring God, who made you, who made them, who gave them the responsibility of caring for you many years. So when you care for your parents, you are then living out your faith. That's the one reason to care for your parents. The other is this: it's a way to pay back their kindness. Right? Parents put an immense amount of time and energy and money into caring for their children. If you have kids, then you know the sacrifices and the energy that you have expended for their well-being. You have invested an incredible amount of yourself into them. Then Paul says, when the tables sort of turn and they get older, and you're probably making more money than they are, it makes sense for you to then repay them in a way for the kindness that they have shown to you. Again, verse 4, if a widow has children or grandchildren, they should learn to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and repaying their parents and grandparents. You know, we honor our parents by repaying the kindness that they have shown to us. And it's been really neat over the last COVID time to hear this happening in our own congregation. You know, people tell me how their kids have gone out and are shopping for them, and they bring the groceries to the door, and they say, well, how much was it? And then mom and dad says, oh, or the kids say, oh, I literally have had somebody say to me that their children said to them, Dad, you took care of us for so long, now it's our turn to take care of you. That's this verse. That is this passage in practice. We support our parents in their old age because it honors them for the kindness that they have shown us. That call to honor your father and mother never ends. When we take care of them and support them, it is a way for us to live out our faith and also to repay their kindness. Now, lest we underestimate how important it is that we do this, look just a few verses later. Paul says in verse 8, if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, then he is denied the faith, and he is worse than an unbeliever. Supporting your parents in old age is so important to God that failing to do so is like denying your faith. If you honor your parents, you're honoring God. If you don't honor your parents, then you're not honoring God. And it's really interesting grammatically what Paul says here, because in verse 8 it says essentially, if any man, singular masculine pronoun, if any man does not provide for his relatives, he is denied the faith. Slip down to verse 16, it says, if any woman who is a believer has widows in her family and she does not help them and not, she should help them and not let the church be burdened with them so that the church can help those widows who are really in need. It's as if Paul is saying here, man, woman, son, daughter, doesn't matter who you are, everybody has parents, everybody has a responsibility to care for their parents in old age. So you're right to be bothered by children who do not support their parents, whatever that looks like in their context. In their context, Christians, frankly, have no excuse because it's a part of living out our faith in Jesus. But even so, even if no one has any interest in Jesus, there is still that natural moral obligation to repay the kindness that has been shown to us by our elderly parents. So yes, grown children should care for their elderly parents, supporting them, caring for them where it's needed, in a way that makes sense for their relationship and context. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir here. I know you know this. I know that you're already doing this. But there are two places that I think that we can kind of apply this beyond the primary point of honoring your parents by caring them in old age. And that's accepting that help and assisting those who don't have that help. So here's what I mean. First, if you are a parent of grown children and they are making an effort to support you, let them. You know, I know there's always this funny dance of, here, let me pay you for it. No, I won't take your money. Here, let me pay you for it. You know, we never lost that battle with Grandma Gladstone. She always gave us money. Let your children care for you. Let them expend some of the energy and influence that you have put into them to pay you back, to care for you now. If they are willing to do that, then that means that you have left a mark on their lives, that they have experienced love from you, that they want to now reflect back. Let them. Know that at least for people of faith, they are doing it as a part of living out their faith. It's not just to honor you, but to honor God too. So if you are a parent of grown children who are offering you support, whatever that looks like right now, let them. You've earned it. Enjoy it. The second, what about people who have no family to care for them? Or they're estranged from their families? Or, well, let's leave it at that. I know that by and large, people at Langford have good relationships with their parents or with, or the other way, generationally speaking. But I know that there are a few people who are on their own. And I know as I'm making my calls, whose kids are checking in on them, whose kids are providing for them or getting groceries or taking them to medical appointments or whatever. I know whose kids are, and that's by and large all of us, but there are a few people who don't have kids or who don't have kids who are still in relationship with them or they are in some other way incapacitated. That's when the church needs to be involved. You know, Paul says in verse 16, if any woman, or for that matter man, who is a believer has widows in her family, then she should help them and not let the church be burdened so that the church can help those widows who are really in need. The principle here is if you can care for your parents, you should. And then the church will help to care for those people who don't have that help. And we do have a few people in that situation. And I know that we have, on a few occasions, made a real effort to reach out to them and help them with moving or get meals to them, get them sorted out with medical care. I think that it is really important as a church that we prioritize that, that we make that part of our DNA to care for people who don't have that support from their family. And you know what? It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be elaborate. Just pick up the phone, make a call, check in on people. I know that many of you do that, and it's great that you do. We as a church have a duty to care for those who have no one to help, just as children have a duty to care for their parents. So in sum, do grown children have an obligation to their parents? Yes, absolutely. And when we honor our parents by caring for them, we honor God. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for families. We thank you for the way that you model family, in that Jesus the Son always looked to you as the Father, and you have a deep personal relationship one to the other. And you, Lord, give us an idea of what parents ought to do. Love unconditionally, fully, completely, like the father of the prodigal son. And Lord, we acknowledge that some parents haven't lived up to that. Some parents have lived only for themselves. and we mourn that. Lord, I pray that you would restore any pain that comes from that situation. And Lord, I thank you for relationships with family and parents that are positive. And especially in those cases, Lord, we pray that you would help us to live out this passage. That we would not stop honoring our parents when we graduate from Sunday school. Lord, you have called us to honor you and to honor you by honoring our mothers and fathers. And so I pray that you will help us to live this out. I have really resisted saying this is what you should do because I think for each family it's going to look different. Holy Spirit, I pray that whether the person listening is a parent, a grandparent, a grown child, a young child, whatever our situation, Lord, help us to apply this. Help us to live in light of the filial love that Jesus the Son had for the Father. God, we thank you for parents and other mentors who love and care for us. We pray that you would help us to honor those who came before us and to build into the ones who will come next. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.